I originally left city council not expecting to come back and watched the race develop or the slate of candidates.
Spencer announced his decision in mid-June not to run for re-election to the council's District 6 seat after serving for 8 years. 10 days later, he qualified for the mayor's race, which was thrown open by Ashton Hayward's decision not to seek a third term. But what if Hayward were running in 2018?
No, I would not have. I believe Mayor Hayward would have continued the progress, advancing Pensacola, promoting Pensacola in a way that has been advantageous for our city.
When it comes to the mayor's and council's accomplishments during Hayward's 2 terms, Spencer says he's very satisfied.
However, I knew there was much more progress ahead and felt very confident that I could continue to pursue some of those goals and lead the way to accomplish what had not yet been accomplished while I was on council.
Such as making decisions on the redevelopment of certain land parcels. Spencer wants to import and utilize some solutions from other cities to incentivize developers to take risks, which in turn could provide additional tax revenues. His examples are the parcels at Maritime Park.
We need to put together packages that have a certain degree of flexibility, but ensure that the development proposals maximize that available land. I will be aggressive about promoting developments that are multi-story because of their financial impact.
Spencer is the lone city council member seeking the mayor's chair, and he feels that's something he can bring to the table that the other 5 candidates cannot.
As mayor, I will walk into that city council chambers, which I do intend to do on a very regular basis, with working knowledge and experience and familiarity with at least 5 of the current 7 council members. And I believe that is advantageous.
One of the criticisms of the city council the past few years is that it's become too contentious.
Some of the contentious climate, I think, can also be immediately quelled or greatly minimized by me as mayor maintaining a constant flow of communication with council members and citizens.
The city council voted last month to allow Mayor Hayward to begin talks with Encoa Performance Minerals on a proposed calcium carbonate plant at the Port of Pensacola. Those talks were approved unanimously by the council, but Spencer points to those taking part in an ongoing study of the port's use.
We owed them the respect of at least allowing the completion of that study. Many citizens devoted their time participating in workshops, and this lease preceded the completion of the study. What I had hoped would be that the pause button would be pressed.
One of the common threads running through all mayoral campaigns is economic development. While that also applies to Spencer, he adds that public safety is at or near the top of the agenda for Pensacolians.
Their perception of safety in their neighborhoods plays a significant role in their decisions about staying in a neighborhood and reinforces their decision to invest.
Brian Spencer is an architect by training. When asked how he would apply his professional skills and experience to the mayor's office, he began his answer with one word: imagination.
Obviously, as an architect, we're expected to not only imagine, but to develop creative solutions. I also think I bring to this office how to be flexible and how to work within a budget.
If none of the half dozen candidates in the Pensacola mayor's race receives the majority of the vote in the August 28th primary, the 2 top finishers will meet in the November 6th general election. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.